It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Today on the Chadron State Sports Journal, we're visiting with former CSC linebacker Dylan Furrier. He's now working at the Division I level in college sports and really having to adapt during this unsettling time of COVID-19, as we all are right now. And first, Dylan, want to welcome you into the show. It's going to be great talking to you today. How you holding up so far? Are you staying healthy and getting adapted to kind of the new reality of what we're all dealing with?
Yeah, Dave, I appreciate you having me on. Great to talk to you. But absolutely, I think everybody's undergoing an adaptation phase for sure right now. A lot of things have changed. A lot of environments have changed. Just working from home now. We closed in our gym actually a couple weeks ago, and so I've been at home for the past 2 weeks, trying to stay busy, trying to reach and interact with our guys daily as much as we really can, because as a strength coach, you know, that's really what we do on a day-to-day basis. We see them every day. So, that's one thing that I've been doing, trying to keep myself busy, you know what I'm saying? And then obviously, with all the gyms closed, you got to get a little creative with what you're going to do outside. So I've been using a little bit of the creativity in my own workouts to help out, you know, some of our guys who are struggling with a lack of equipment or, you know, a different environment. Say they got to stay at home or what have you, just depending on where they're at state by state. So we're just hanging in there, though, right now. It's just me and Jamie at the house, and she's working from school, too. Are working from home, too, and so, yeah, we're doing pretty good.
Good to hear you guys are staying healthy and able to continue on in your positions and your jobs during this time, and I'm really excited to dig into what you're doing with the University of Arizona as a strength and conditioning coach, and I saw a lot of stuff on Twitter that you've been putting out there that's really innovative and a way that you're getting in touch with your athletes, and we'll get to that in a moment, but first, you mentioned Jamie. Of course, everybody here in Chadron knows Jamie McLean and the McLean family. Jamie, a volleyball player.
Oh, yeah.
And plenty of good quarterbacks in the family have come through at CSC.
Yeah, a few.
And just a few, right? You and Jamie are getting married this summer. At least that was the plan. Have those plans had to change or anything because of the coronavirus situation?
Yeah, well, right now, you know, the wedding date was set for July 4th, and that is in Denver, and Denver is now a pretty high-risk area we're seeing. And so, you know, we're planning as if this thing's about to happen either way. I think July 4th is going to be our day. It's just a matter of how many people are there, where it is, and all that stuff. So we're prepared to adapt the situation and, you know, just kind of roll with what we can, man. And if it comes to be that we're going to have just close friends and really close family there on our day, or everyone there who we were planning on having there initially, it's going to be a great day, and we're both looking forward to it either way.
Yeah, you bet.
And Josh, by the way, Josh McLean is the best quarterback, I have to add. out of all the McLean brothers, he's got a heck of an arm. I just had to add that in there.
Hey, got to get that in there. Shout out to Josh on that QB arm. And good to see you guys are still going to be able to go forward and have that that special day, Dylan, you and Jamie. Congrats to you guys as well, a little early on getting married here this summer. Hopefully it doesn't mess up too many plans, this coronavirus. Dylan Furrier with us here on the Chadron State Sports Journal. Hey, Dylan, let's get into some of the stuff that you're doing down at Arizona. Fans remember you, of course, here at The Rock. Your senior season, 2015, you led us with 106 tackles on the football field and easily one of the strongest players on the team. Now that you're one of the assistant strength and conditioning coaches for the Arizona Wildcats down there, what is it like working at a Division I level in Division I college sports?
I got done playing in 15, like you said, and then GA'd on the staff for 16 and 17, and then in May of 2018 I had graduated. But during that time, also obviously working with football as coaching linebackers and special teams, I was able to get a lot of really good experience with EJ Kreese down there from strength and conditioning. And so working with EJ through my time as a GA really helped me out and really kind of springboarded me into this opportunity that I had after I was done being a GA and coming back down to Tucson and coming home and helping out. But when I got here, I had to work for about 10 months and wasn't making anything. And Jamie, thankfully, helped me out a ton through that. And I'm forever grateful and can never repay her for any of the sacrifices that she was able to make for me and continues to make. But after I did get done with the internship and then got hired on, we see the guys every day. We work them out, you know, obviously every day on a normal week to week, you know, see the guys, you know, a ton. And so right before the virus had hit, we had actually just gotten done with four practices of spring ball. We got our first week of spring ball out of the way. And then we hit spring break and all the guys went home. And then this coronavirus stuff had happened. And so I haven't been able to see my guys in just a little bit over a month or so right now. So, but on a day-to-day, I mean, you know, help work guys out and develop programs for guys. Specifically, you know, I run a corrective exercise program for our strength and conditioning department. And so we go through, you know, movement and range of motion assessments with each of our athletes individually with the training staff. Who help us out quite a bit, and then make you know, corrective exercise programs based on guys who have certain deficiencies. So they have ankle either tightness or a deficiency, or hip or shoulder issues, lingering injuries, or something that they just can't seem to get right, or impingements, certain things like that. Specifically, what I've been able to help out on as well down there, along with, you know, helping out with sports science. We're big into sports science at the University of Arizona, and we track as much as we can track and get as many numbers on guys as we can, and get as much of that quantitative data as we can. We're taking guesswork out of it, you know, as much as we can to be able to keep guys healthy and keep guys on the field. And so, you know, really, I mean, the biggest thing is just more of everything at this level, you know, compared to where I was at beforehand. There's just more people, more space, more equipment, more money. And as you get more people and more resources, you're able to just get much more specific with things. You know, and so we're able to get really specific. Football itself has 5 strength coaches just dedicated solely to football, and we have a facility that's just dedicated to football. So
wow.
We have a lot of time to be able to get really specific with the guys, write those corrective exercise programs, do any, you know, reflexive performance reset or any other kind of mobility or any other needs that our guys have. We're super open, and obviously the helping them, because at the end of the day, that's my job. Is, you know, we wear a bunch of different hats as a strength coach. You know, we're a strength coach first, and then we're a psychologist, and then we're a nutritionist, and then, you know, we got to be a friend, and then you got to be, you know, a disciplinarian at some points, obviously. And so we wear a bunch of different hats, and it's been a really, really, really good experience. I've been really, really thankful to be able to be down here and learn from my current boss, Brian Johnson, who does a fantastic job at the University of Arizona. And so, yeah, it's just been a really good experience so far.
Boy, sure sounds like it, Dylan. Doing great work down there as a strength and conditioning coach at U of A. You said you got a week of spring football in. That is something a lot of programs around the country, I think, are probably pretty jealous of. How much of an advantage is it for you and the staff and the Wildcats to have gotten at least that 1 week of spring ball in, whereas a lot of teams didn't even get to get started, including right here at Chadron State?
Exactly. I think, you know, we had a coaching change, a couple coaching changes too this season too as well. So going into spring ball, our defensive staff, for the most part, were new faces. And so with new faces and new philosophy comes new philosophies and different schemes. And so I know specifically on the defensive side of the ball, those coaches were extremely happy to be able to get those 4 days or 4 practices of evaluation and to see who exactly we have on the team and who's good at what and what situations are going to help them be the most successful at the end of the day. And so, you know, along with that and the football side of things, we were really happy to get that week of training in with our guys as well. And it kind of, we started a new phase actually of strength work. And so that first week of spring ball. And so it was actually able to kind of springboard us into what we've now changed so far and getting these strength and conditioning programs to these guys now who are all at home. So we were very fortunate though to be able to get those practices in.
Talking with Dylan Furrier here tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, former Chadron State linebacker, now on the staff at the University of Arizona. And Dylan, back here at Chadron State a few seasons ago, you kind of alluded to your work as a GA in 2016 and the team ravaged by injury that year. I remember when you were helping out and you got the chance to really lead a lot of the stretching sessions on the practice field, and really seemed like a turning point with the Eagles when that happened, as those injuries really started to go away. Can you tell us a little bit more about when you helped lead those stretching sessions and brought some of that stuff in with EJ, and it helped out CSC? And is that stuff playing a role in what you're doing now with the Wildcats?
Absolutely. I mean, there's many things that carry over from what I learned and what I was able to do at Chadron State that carry over to now, obviously, at the University of Arizona. To say that the strength thing and the mobility things and stuff that I was fortunate enough to be able to implement, that EJ and Coach Larson and all of them gave me the reins to kind of implement, I can't really rightfully take credit for the decrease in injury rate the following year, because I think as this whole staff overall, we got a lot better after that 2016 season and kind of turned the corner as coaches on the field, and then as far as, you know, strength and conditioning coaches specifically with me and EJ putting into together some different protocols, switching up the times and the scheduling and all that stuff, though. So just overall, like that experience that I was able to have and the responsibility that I was so fortunate to be able to have that they trusted me with at that time, Coach Long and Coach Larson and EJ Kreese, you know, really, really helped me out. And I was really fortunate to be able to have that. So, but yes, the mobility, modalities, and other things like that, that a lot of, quite a few of our guys saw at Shad in those past couple of years before I had left, are fairly similar, you know, to what we're doing at Arizona. However, you know, I'm reading more and you got to keep getting better every day. And so things change. And if I'm doing the same thing I did 10 years ago, I either got the best program in the world or I got a really, really, really bad program. So I can't take credit for a really good program yet. So I'm assuming that it's not very good and just keep kind of trying to, you know, get better and continue to learn and progress that, you know, and just gain more and more experience as this thing goes on.
Certainly, yeah. And I'm sure your impact really growing, and it's great to hear about you just continuing to learn and develop that education to take that forward and help out the Wildcats, as we're visiting with Dylan Furrier today on the strength and conditioning staff of the U of A. And one of the things I saw that was really interesting, Dylan, and why I wanted to reach out and talk to you too, is because, you know, with this coronavirus situation and practices and games, recruiting facilities, all that stuff basically shut down, you have taken a new and innovative approach by going to social media. Twitter in particular is where I saw what you were doing, using, you know, photos and motivational phrases and plans and instructions, essentially laying it all out there on a day-to-day, even multiple times a day kind of basis, for your guys and really anybody to see and to stay healthy during this time. Can you talk about what you're doing on Twitter in a different role now, not being able to be around your football players?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously that coronavirus hit, all our guys went home. We heard the gyms were closing, and actually as soon as they had sent all of our home guys home, we had had a workout program and a workout manual made for the entire month of March, ready for them to do, but it included all gym equipment and everything like that. And so once we realized all these gyms started to close down, that's when I realized we needed an alternative. We needed to find a new way to be able to get guys to be able to get some work in at home that's safe, so they can stay safe and away from other people. And like I said, it continued to just, you know, keep moving, you know. And so the biggest thing with, in my opinion, like the social media posting, is not only to be able to give our guys opportunities to be able to work and things that they can actually do, but it's just keeping that daily interaction with them on a day-to-day basis, like I said before, because, you know, we see them every day as strength coaches. We spend the most time with them, and a lot of them, you know, really enjoy, you know, how we train them and just the different interactions in the weight room and stuff. And so we've made, as a staff, you know, one-on-one phone calls with them, got an idea of exactly what equipment they have at their house, and then we're writing personalized workout programs for each guy. And so we booked that. We kind of split it up amongst the staff, and there's four of us actually right now. And so we called everybody and we split the team. So we got 21 workouts to write, which is perfect. I'm excited about that, man. It's my job and I got time on my hands. So, but that's one thing that we're doing as well, along with the social media, but delivering workouts to guys and using email or other delivery systems, such as like Bridge Athletic or Push, other companies that have, you know, mobile workout databases and stuff like that. The social media really helps them keep engaged, helps us interact. And the players also will interact with each other as well. So they'll post a video of them doing a workout or a certain exercise or what have you, and then they'll tag one of their teammates in it or a couple of their teammates and say, hey, what are you doing right now? This is what I'm doing, blah, 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 blah. So as far as the accountability, keeping them interacted and all that, we really don't get that from Push or Bridge or individual emails and stuff like that. And so that was another kind of big motivational factor of why, you know, we wanted to reach out and do it all on social media. You know, also to say, though, too, that I'm posting on Twitter, but I'm, you know, Instagram also has a lot of content on it right now for our guys. And that's probably where I reach the most of our team. You know, with Instagram, it's so easy to be able to create videos. You can put a lot of information on one screen, and I just can't find another, you know, software program or anything else to be able to kind of replicate how you can put so much information into one picture in like 4 or 5 seconds, like Instagram. So
right,
that was a good tool. That's really kind of what, you know, why Instagram stood out to me the most as far as where I would go with it. Also keeping in mind that most of our guys are on Instagram and frequently go on Instagram, I think, more than other social media apps. So besides, you know, workouts and stuff like that we've been posting that we've done recently, we're going to start to progress some of the running and stuff. So you'll probably start to see me now out on the field, and I'll be doing all these workouts and doing some different like skips and dynamic mobility stuff, as well as some sprint work, and the conditioning stuff as well, some change of direction stuff. So that's all, you know, kind of what's to come. And as well, you know, we've been posting, you know, graphics and informative pages about immune system health and sleep and the effect of stress on your immune system and how to stay healthy. And then also, you know, dietary nutrition tips, pointers, new recipes, you know, different things like that. Well, we're just trying to give our guys as much information as they can to be able to take with them and then be as best as they can once we hit the ground running whenever we come back from this deal.
Yeah, you bet, Dylan. And it's cool that you're putting so much stuff up there on social media for anybody to see. You know, your account is not locked off to everybody, the general public, and only for your players or anything. It's out there for everybody. And one thing I love about it is, yep, you still have the picture of you playing football for Shadron State as your profile picture. So, A, that's really cool.
Got to keep that on there, Dave. Can't forget my roots.
No, can't forget your roots. I love that. Number one. And number two, as you know, kind of an average Joe, you just talked about getting some running stuff up there. That's my game, is running. A lot of stuff you post up there, I'll never be able to do as no longer even close to a younger athlete. Not that I ever was really one to start, but it is neat to see you posting. So, you know, the general public can go in there, learn some nutrition stuff, learn some workouts, see, yep, these things. What would you, I mean, do you have any more advice to people who are, you know, at home or self-quarantine or stay-at-home order, although you can leave and go run or some of those activities to try and get some exercise during the situation? Would you encourage them to follow you on there, or do you have any other advice for people who want to try to keep in shape during this time?
Yeah, heck yeah. I mean, even if you can't go outside, hopefully you can, and if your weather's good enough, you got to take advantage of that, because sunlight and exercise are all really good things, especially put together as far as relieving stress and all that. But whether it's my workouts that you can do inside or anybody else's or anything else that you've seen or want to do, I think either way, as long as we get people moving during this time, you know, keep the heart rate up, feel accomplished, do all that, I think we'll be better off, you know, in the long run, especially balancing out the new demands that we have with many people's jobs and stuff like that. As far as working from home, being cooped up, you got to let some energy out somehow. So that's kind of how I feel about it. So, yeah, as long as you're doing something, it's great.
Dylan Furrier with us here today. Dylan, this has been a ton of fun. Thanks for helping us learn more about what you're doing and making us all proud as Eagles, seeing what you're down in Arizona doing with the Arizona Wildcats as a former player here at Shadron State. Fans, you can follow Dylan on Twitter. You can also re-listen to this interview on our podcast as well, too, if you want to hear more about how you can, as Dylan said, stay healthy during this coronavirus pandemic situation. Also, congrats, Dylan, to you and Jamie. Have a great wedding this summer, and appreciate you being on the show, man.
Absolutely, Dave. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate the blessings for me and Jamie, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Shadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Shadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Shadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.